Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast. Today is February 2nd, 2016. I am Jason Powell. Before we get into the Raw hit list, just want to tell you that this week's question of the week, if you missed it this week, I am looking for your three big WrestleMania matches. I'm not looking for you to predict what they will be as much as I want to know what you would do. The catch is that you must use wrestlers who are on the active roster. So try to use a bit of reality here. You don't get to call in Batista or Goldberg or Shawn Michaels or, you know, anyone from the outside necessarily, just people who are on the active roster. How would you construct this? And this is open to everyone. Members can run their big three in the audio section of the forum. Non-members, you are welcome to email me your submissions at dotnetjason@gmail.com. Just spell it out, dotnetjason@gmail.com. On to the WWE Raw hit list, which I ran earlier today at ProWrestling.net. On the, you can find the print version on the main page. We'll start with the Raw hits. Miz TV with AJ Styles. The Miz was tremendous in telling the Styles story while big-timing him by pulling the mic away repeatedly. It's a shtick we've seen from Miz before, yet it was never this effective. This was also the most effort WWE has shown in years when it comes to setting up a SmackDown match during Raw. It's not that Styles against Miz is suddenly an highly anticipated match, but it means a lot more than it would have had the match just been thrown out there without any build. Plus, Chris Jericho saying that he will be watching the match closely was intriguing and left me assuming we will be seeing more from Jericho and Styles. The only thing I'm not crazy about is the way WWE is portraying Styles as an undersized underdog. Isn't that Kalisto's gimmick? Why not treat him like a major star right out of the gate, since the fans view him that way and WWE needs all the star power they can get? Next hit, Kalisto against Rusev. This wasn't a case of creative being lazy by booking a countout finish. Rather, it was a rare, satisfying, and logical countout finish. It felt like an achievement for Kalisto to beat Rusev, even by countout. Furthermore, losing in this fashion didn't do more damage to Rusev. Next hit, Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose. A good opening segment that made Ambrose look good as he confidently entered the ring with Lesnar. Brock was also terrific in that he was able to say what he needed to without actually saying anything, simply by smiling at Ambrose in a way that said, "You've got some balls, kid." Lesnar returning at the end of the night and F5ing Ambrose to close the show didn't wow me, but it gave them an issue heading into the Fastlane main event. I hated the way the music immediately hit after Lesnar hit the move, as it came off like the production staff knew the segment was ending here. It's bad enough when this happens for every other wrestler on the roster, but they should always go the extra mile to make sure Lesnar seems unpredictable. Next hit, Becky Lynch against Sasha Banks. This was more of an angle than a match, as we saw at the end of Team Bad and that awful Unity bit. Lynch looked like an admirable babyface by coming to the aid of her opponent, especially considering that Banks took a cheap shot at her at the Royal Rumble. The lousy three-woman factions assembled at the start of the Divas Revolution are no more. Technically, Team Bella is still a thing for some reason, but they're mostly side players while Nikki Bella is sidelined. Charlotte against Brie Bella is our next hit. Brie's job in recent months has consisted of doing jobs, speaking about her injured husband, and now speaking about her injured sister. So it was nice to see her get a little something in the form of a non-title win over the Divas champion. I'm not sure where this is going, given that Charlotte has bigger issues with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks. If they don't book the rematch for television, then perhaps it will be Charlotte against Brie for the title at Fastlane, while Lynch and Banks face Naomi and Tamina. And that's not such a bad thing if they plan to go with a triple threat for the Divas Championship between Charlotte, Sasha, and Lynch at WrestleMania. Final hit, Dolph Ziggler against Kevin Owens. The usual good match from these two. Ziggler needed this win if they really feel the need to do more with this feud, because Owens winning was becoming predictable. That said, I was surprised to see Owens lose at a time when WWE is so desperate for top heels. I assume Owens will win a rematch and move on, but I still think they would be better off building up Owens as a major heel force who comes off like a true threat to beat top babyfaces. Now we are into the WWE Raw Misses section. We will start with the overall show. A minor miss for a forgettable night of television. They opted to focus on creating issues between Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose. And while it was refreshing to see Lesnar work with someone other than the usual suspects, nothing they did really made me more excited about Fastlane or the WrestleMania main event. It's nice that WWE is trying to convince viewers that the match isn't all about Roman Reigns. Yet if you believe Lesnar or Ambrose could win, are you really excited by the thought of seeing Reigns, Ambrose, or Lesnar face Triple H for the title at WrestleMania? I'm not feeling it. Next miss, Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose against New Day. With three of the four members of League of Nations nursing injuries, it was New Day's turn to face Reigns and Ambrose, and their in-ring performance was very good. Kofi Kingston is always fun, and Big E had a couple of memorable moments, including a big miss splash spot where he crashed on the floor at ringside. My problem with New Day continues to be that they are funnier than they are heelish. It's not that I'm not entertained by New Day, because I definitely am. I just wish they would work as hard at getting heat as they do at getting laughs. When the masses are entertained by New Day comedy, it makes it difficult for babyface teams to get behind them. I thought New Day would go for real heat in their pre-match promo because they were working with main event babyfaces, but they were all about the comedy and made no effort to turn the live crowd against them. Next miss, Uso Brothers against Adam Rose and Curtis Axel, affectionately known as Axel Rose. I tuned in for Raw and a WWE Superstars match broke out. There was good ring work during the 5-minute match, but the social outcast gimmick is awful, and there's still no sign of chemistry amongst the group. It's 3MB with one extra wrestler and minus the air guitars. Next miss, Big Show and Eric Rowan. The fans sat on their hands as the Wyatt family put the boots to show. And why wouldn't they? Big Show is a babyface not because there was a turn or even an apologetic promo, but simply because Big Show smiles instead of making his mean giant face. WWE previously got a bit of a reaction when Show and Braun Strowman engaged in a stare down. This time the crowd didn't play along, and it made for an awkward moment. Give us a reason to like Big Show and to think his turn might actually stick. Final miss, and it pains me to say it, Paul Heyman. And it's a minor miss, in that it was just a letdown by Paul Heyman standards. A good Heyman promo leaves you feeling more excited by whatever match or even wrestler he is pushing. I didn't come away from Raw feeling that way. I'm sure he'll bounce back big next week if he's given a chance to sell viewers on the Triple Threat main event. And Lord knows that match, and whatever Lesnar is doing at WrestleMania needs help. The way Lesnar has been booked lately makes him feel like more of a regular WWE wrestler than a huge special attraction as he should. Is Heyman's less passionate than usual mic work an indication that he's not creatively inspired by the way he and Lesnar are being booked? If so, I can't say I blame him. Now for some Raw bonus thoughts. I really hope that, like, Vince McMahon, I keep saying it, has an ace up his sleeve. Because I want to be excited about WrestleMania, and I am, but only because it's WrestleMania, not because of what they appear to be building toward. I think everybody knows, you know, just looks at it and says, okay, it's Roman Reigns facing Triple H for the championship. Certainly Undertaker, Braun Strowman is heavily rumored. Brock Lesnar facing Bray Wyatt appears to be something they are setting up. And it's just, it's none of it's really grabbing me in a big way. It doesn't mean they can't book an undercard filled with good work rate. I mean, for instance, I hope we get AJ Styles in a hot singles match, but the top of the card just kind of frightens me right now. I want them to have something ready, you know, just something big that's going to wow us, something we're not thinking about beyond just Rock appearing in someone's corner or electrifying the people with a 15-minute skit. And it's if they can't get Rock, I get it, but I mean, to actually wrestle, but... WrestleMania needs something. You know, it usually is built on two or three big matches that appeal to the masses, and I just don't know if Roman Reigns and Triple H, assuming they go in that direction, is going to be appealing to the masses. And I keep saying it, if it's Undertaker's last match, well, that certainly gives WrestleMania a big boost, because I think people, no matter who he faces, will want to see that. But if it's not, and these are just your big WrestleMania matches, ouch. So I continue to be a little bit worried. I still wish they would have gone back to Reigns and Lesnar. We never got a finish to that match last year. I mean, we did, but it was Seth Rollins cashing in his Money in the Bank contract before we could get a real winner or a loser between Reigns and Lesnar. And they had a very good main event. And their match excites me, a rematch between the two. It just excites me more than anything they could do with Triple H defending the title against any of those three. I don't know why they shied away from it. It just looks like it was something that, at the time they booked it with Reigns against Lesnar, leaving it open, something they clearly plan to go back to, because there's the built-in story that we never saw a winner or a loser between them, and this time we would get it. But for some reason, they felt the need to go with Triple H. Readers ask me sometimes why I don't include certain matches in my hit list. In most cases, it's not a matter of forgetting. I'll admit that, yeah, once in a while there's a match that I'll forget to add or something like that. But there's sometimes where I just don't have a whole lot to say about a match like last night, Titus O'Neil against Tyler Breeze, or an angle like Goldust and R-Truth, what they did in the bathroom. I'll give you a couple of quick thoughts here on Titus and Breeze. I mean, it's just a quick match with Titus going over, and it just kind of seems like they want to do a little something with Titus, but I don't really see it going anywhere yet. It doesn't seem like they're serious about it. He beat Stardust countless times, and now he beat Breeze in a match that felt like it could have been the second match on WWE Main Event. Breeze, how sad is that? I mean, why not just pay him the same money and send him back to NXT, where they might actually do something with the guy? He's at least there. He's positioned in a way where he helps the brand. You know, he meant something there. He's just become a nobody on WWE. He might as well get himself a Social Outcast t-shirt at this point, because they just aren't doing anything with him, and it's a shame. In case you missed it yesterday, Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt were not at Raw last night. They were at the show at the building earlier in the day, but they ended up leaving with their father, Mike Rotunda, a.k.a. IRS. They left so that they could be with their grandfather, Blackjack Mulligan, Bob Windham, who was hospitalized in Florida. And, you know, it's obviously, must be a pretty serious situation for those guys to leave Raw together. You know, Blackjack has had some health issues over the years, and so we are certainly sending our well wishes to Bob Windham and the entire family. But that is why you did not see Bo. They did the skit where they were, "Where's Bo?" The Social Outcast did, and then Bray Wyatt, you saw his face. They flashed the Wyatt video thing, but that's why he was not with his troops. On the member side at ProWrestling.net today, my extended thoughts on WWE Raw. 40-some minutes last night that I did discussing WWE Raw after the show. And also, my Q&A audio show from yesterday, where I answer .net member questions and also some of their fun non-wrestling questions at the end of the show. If all you're looking for is wrestling, wrestling, and nothing but wrestling, so help you God, don't worry, we separate it. You get the wrestling at the start, you get the non-wrestling at the end, but it's a fun time. .net Weekly, of course, still to come this week, most likely on Thursday, and the members will also hear my review of TNA Impact Wrestling, which we'll be getting to here in a second, Zach Zimmerman's review of NXT, Will Pruitt's review of Lucha Underground, Darren Gutteridge, and sometimes, yes, sometimes no, Hayden Gleed reviewing the Ring of Honor television show. So all the major television shows reviewed, as along with the major pay-per-views. And oftentimes the members also hear like a bonus edition, if not two, of the Pretentious Wrestling podcast, which you guys hear sometimes here on the All Access side of things. The members hear all of those. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net, if all that audio appeals to you, all you have to do is visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You'll find the sign-up area. Once you're there, it's on the right-hand side of the screen. You will find three different pricing options. You can save yourself the most money by signing up for the annual rate. Brings things down to $5.50 per month is what the breakdown is. If you want to try us out for 1 month, and it's a good time to do it heading into Mania season, $7.50 is the price tag for 1 month. Again, all the details available on the main page at ProWrestling.net. You can also join me tonight for TNA Impact Wrestling live coverage, assuming, well, we're getting kind of one of those, I wouldn't say storm of the centuries, but it's enough that my girlfriend left work early. So assuming that the satellite holds up, and that really is an issue sometimes, and the snow starts building up there, not much I can do if that if we get a signal blockage. But assuming it holds up, fingers crossed, I will be covering the show live as it airs on Pop TV at 8 Central. The match is this week that they're advertising, Matt Hardy against Kurt Angle, which should be a lot of fun, and a hardcore war with the Wolves and Beer Money teaming up against Eric Young, Bram, Abyss, and Crazy Steve, who has been received a makeover and desperately needs a new name. But we're also getting Drew Galloway against Tyrus. It is not a Baby Maxwell on a pole match. Don't be silly. That's something you build up to. You don't just give that away, damn it. You got to build up to that match. But Impact has been much better lately. I expect, you know, everything they've done with Matt Hardy has been gold thus far. I've really enjoyed that. And so if you're kind of on the fence about you need a nudge to watch Impact, well, watch Impact. Now, this is the end of their taping from the first set of tapings that they did. I think it was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Next week, I believe, is when everything from London or just England in general is going to kick in. And so hopefully this is still a good show. And I don't encourage you to watch a show that's like, yeah, they were at the end of their taping, it wasn't all that great. But looks like a decent show on paper. And again, it's been good. So I definitely recommend checking it out. Will and Jake are going to be by on Wednesday and Thursday for you guys here on the All Access side with Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. So I also want to look ahead and give you a couple of brief notes on what is still to come on what is coming up on Ring of Honor and NXT and Lucha Underground television this week. The NXT show is going to have Finn Balor against Apollo Crews in a non-title match, and that should be a lot of fun. Zach Sabrin will have live coverage for you guys coming up on Wednesday night as that show streams on WWE Network. Ring of Honor, I may be delayed in my coverage this week. I just have something going on tomorrow. I'm going to do my best to get it out before the show airs on Comet. I don't think most of you are watching it on Comet anyway, so if I'm a day late, forgive me. But the main event of that show looks like it's going to be fun, too. Jay Lethal and Adam Cole taking on Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. So you have three of the four guys who are scheduled to meet in the ROH title match at the 14th anniversary show. That'll be a pay-per-view television event coming up in February in Lethal, Cole, and O'Reilly. And then Bobby Fish joining the mix, too, as O'Reilly's tag partner in this match. And so that should be a lot of fun. I think this will probably be the strongest push we get for that as far as the ROH title match is concerned. I don't even remember what the rest of the spoilers are, but that kind of seems to be the way Ring of Honor does things. They'll get you really excited about it and think there's more to come, and then they kind of just pull back on the hype for their big matches for some reason. But we'll see. Maybe this time will be different. But either way, that should be a lot of fun. And then Lucha Underground this week, they are just teasing that Prince Puma will be teaming with an unlikely partner, and Johnny Mundo, a.k.a. John Morrison, will be making his first appearance of the new season. Of course, they were renewed. This is season two. It just started last... second episode. Yeah, it just started last week. I'm guessing you can catch a replay on El Rey Network leading into the show. So if you missed last week, you can still probably catch up. And then John Moore will be by with his review of the show, most likely on Thursday morning. So check that out, Lucha Underground on El Rey Network, 7 Central on Wednesday night. And we also know the SmackDown main events. We found out that it's going to be that AJ Styles against Miz match, which I think can be a lot of fun, given the way they built that up on WWE Raw this week. And then the other match is Roman Reigns against Rusev. Think about how big that match would have felt around this time last year. And we probably got that match around this time last year, too. It's just... they haven't done anything right with Rusev in a long time. I gave his match a hit last night, but think about where this guy was last year. That massive entrance, one of the most memorable WrestleMania entrances of all time, with the tank and the Russian soldiers and Lana with it. It was just phenomenal. It was like, wow, this guy is so over. This is going to be great. Even if he loses this, they'll find a way to get him back on track. And, of course, he loses to John Cena. And then it's just been, he went into comedy mode and League of Nations guy, and it's just, wow, what a shame. But that is the match. They work pretty well together, but it just doesn't feel special anymore, in part because of what they've done to Rusev, and also because I think they've given us that match a few times, and it's just like, oh, it's that match again. As always, though, Jake Barnett will have you covered on Wednesday or on Thursday night with WWE SmackDown as the show airs on USA Network. I say always, he was actually off last week. He needed the week off, but Jake will be back this week covering the show. So join him as the show airs on USA on Thursday night. Finally, we do know that the WrestleMania lineup, as we've talked about, just not based on paper, isn't really grabbing me yet. We'll see what they actually, the rumored matches aren't grabbing my attention, but WWE does have one way that they can lure in some extra buys and scare away a number of usual buyers. Tammy Sitch has challenged China to a sex match. Let's get ready to vomit! Basically, this is being done to draw more attention to the porn video that Tammy has released through Vivid. And TMZ, right there to play along as usual, quoting Sitch, saying that there's no doubt that China could beat her in a fight, but, quote, "I really don't think she stands a chance against me where it matters most, in the bedroom," end quote. China has yet to respond. So if Vince is looking for a sex match at WrestleMania, well, look no further than Tammy Sitch and maybe China. We know Tammy is down, or at least Vivid is like coming up with quotes that indicate she's down. And does TMZ get paid for these? I mean, they actually included like a censored version of her porn DVD in the story and every, like, does Vivid throw them some coin, or does TMZ just gladly play along? Do they get some free porn out of the deal? I don't know how this works, but I mean, I run it because it's like, well, it's wrestling related. I'm not getting anything out of it, but as much attention as TMZ gives this, knowing that they're being worked by Vivid, I mean, it was so obvious that when they started all this, well, Vivid was willing to buy Tammy's Hall of Fame ring for $100,000 if she'll do the porn. Then you find out, like, yeah, the deal's already been done, and TMZ runs that. You'd think they'd be upset, but no, they don't care. I guess just whatever gets them clicks. Who am I to say? I guess God bless TMZ, everybody. All right, that is going to do it for today. Please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. And also, if you get a chance, please rate and review us on iTunes. It really helps us out, helps spread the word about the podcast. So if you could take a minute to do that, I would really appreciate it. Again, coming up on Wednesday will be the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast with Will Pruitt and Jake Barnett right here in this all-access slot. The guys will do it again on Thursday for you. And then I will be back on Friday. So until then, thanks so much for listening. Take care.